We are joined by one of my favorite people in the world, Susan Brown of the Chapel Hill Public Library. Hello.
Hello. And can I just say the contest should just stop now for the naming thing?
Because
I've got the best one.
Okay, go for it.
It's something
we're
like,
going to add this to the list.
It's not quite polished, and I'm sure nobody's thought of it.
Is that the slogan?
No.
Welcome to Orange County. It's not quite polished.
I'm sure no one has thought of this.
Uh-oh.
Aren't you glad you came here? Aren't you glad you came here?
Oh, I get it.
Laughing at me? With me. Nearby me.
Aren't you glad you came here? So we'll add that to the list.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, up to like 300 now.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy. Cool. So speaking of 300 people, we've got about that many people here in the studio. Actually, we got like three people here in the studio.
I brought some elves with me.
You brought some elves with you. So who is with us today?
Who is with us? I have. So we're going to talk about what? Books to give as gifts, right?
For the holidays, yep.
So I brought two elves from the Brown family. This is my second grade 7-year-old elf.
Maybe.
Can you say that again?
Miller
Brown.
Awesome.
Miller
Hello,
Brown.
Miller. And?
Jake.
And Jake. Miller and Jake. I'll
yes.
try to remember that. I'm terrible with names, but I'll keep
it in mind. I am too. I get them
yeah.
mixed up all the time.
They look alike.
Right?
It's impossible to tell the difference.
So, and the bunny ears have started. I'm just saying, Aaron, this might be the worst decision we've
yeah.
made in the history.
You know, Miller, the bunny ears accomplish nothing. We're on the radio. No one can see them. No
Miller.
One can see.
So I will say, Aaron, the inspiration for this is you guys have been airing D.G. Martin's very thoughtful, as they always
yes.
are, really polished, really just
unlike
great.
Unlike Orange County. yeah.
Thoughtful, polished thing about gift books for the holiday season for grown-ups.
Yes.
And I thought, well, what about the kids?
What about the
and
kids?
And D.G. gives
yeah.
some great recommendations focused
mm-hmm.
on local authors. They're really, really good.
Okay.
So I thought, how about we talk about kids?
I'm
and
actually,
or my child care fell
I'm enjoying,
through.
I'm enjoying
which one
watching
it is.
You mom and talk on the radio at the same time.
and
People
my child
listening
care
out there, I have a unique privilege that no one else has of being able to watch this situation unfolding in front of
I'm
me.
I'm giving them the look. Maybe
yes,
I'm giving you the look. I think
are,
now I'm giving
fact.
You the
yeah,
look.
Yeah, you're giving me the look right
so
now.
So we thought, but in all earnestness.
Okay.
We thought we would talk about if people out there, it's the holiday season, if mm-hmm. you have kids on your gift list, and a lot of kids want screens and video games, and that's cool.
Right, right.
But a lot of kids also read, and books are great gifts. So we thought we would get a 7-year-old and a 11-year-old perspective
All right.
on gift-giving books.
All right, so I'm staying out of this altogether. We're going to turn it to the experts. Miller and Jake, you've got people on your Christmas list, your holiday list, and you want to give them books for Christmas. And their kids about your age, what should you get?
So anybody out there with a 7-year-old, say first through maybe first, second, kindergarten, first, second grade, Miller, what do you think one good book might be to give them?
Polar Express.
Oh, yeah, classic. Very nice.
So we're talking like holiday books,
holiday
right?
Holiday books, yes.
So holiday books are always a good
so
thing
I,
to give at the holidays,
yeah,
right?
Of
books
course.
About that holiday.
So Miller, tell me about Polar Express. Why is that the best book to get?
Because it's a book about Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And it's a book about a holiday.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What are some other holiday books that you like that you think might be good gifts?
Garfield.
Garfield Christmas.
Well,
yes,
what about
there
other?
Is.
What about other holiday books? What are some others that are under our tree right now? Like the one from Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I really like the TV show, but the book is really good, and the book is different from the TV show, which is cool. What else?
Any other holiday
oh, yeah.
books you can think of?
Guinness Book of World Records.
Well,
that's
those
a good holiday book.
So, right.
Yeah.
So, that's a book that you might like to get
that's
as a holiday
good, like,
book,
end
right?
of the year book, so
yeah.
I like that. What makes the Polar Express the best Christmas book of all of them?
Because it's about a kid who goes on a train, and it's mostly about Christmas.
Uh-huh. Awesome. What is it? Is it? Is it surprising? Is it? Does it tell you something you didn't know before?
Yes.
Yeah? What does it tell you?
I just forgot.
Just forgot.
It's a really good book. Okay.
It is. And he's a really great author, right? What's that
yes.
author's name, Miller? Chris Van Allsburg. He wrote Jumanji and all those
really?
Other ones, right?
I didn't know that.
I think so, right?
Well,
Do I have that right,
something.
Jake?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Miller, you mentioned some other ones, though, like the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yes.
I think that's another great kind of book to talk about, right, Miller? Like, yes. Nonfiction. So maybe there's a kid on your list that you don't know really well. So you don't know. Do they like fantasy? Do they like realistic? Mm-hmm. So I think nonfiction books like that. Yeah. So Guinness Book. What are some other books like that that kids like?
Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ripley's Believe It or Not. Those covers kind of gross me out.
Goes along with the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
Yeah,
there's another one. Miller, what are the ones with the yellow covers from National Geographic that you love that are really popular?
Weird But True.
Weird But True.
Weird But True. Oh, yeah, I know those books.
They're just, like, full of facts, right? Like, crazy facts, Miller?
Yes.
What's your favorite crazy fact from those books?
I think it was, like... I just forgot.
Just forgot. But the cool thing is, those books are full of them. Yeah, go
ahead. I remember it's the name of the longest lake in the world.
Oh, man. What's that? It's going to be long, right?
Chakawanga Pama. I don't know how to pronounce
it. That's already pretty long to begin with.
It's really long.
Chakawamba Lumba Bumba.
It takes up like 3 pages.
Yeah. Nice.
So Ripley's Believe It or Not, Guinness Book, Weird But True, those are all good gift books for kids, right? Nonfiction books full of facts where you don't have to read the whole thing in one sitting. You can kind of flip through them, right, Miller?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Are we going to turn to the older elf?
Turn to the older elf,
now,
Jake.
As a segue, I will say our library staff, especially our youth and family folks, are really good at helping you pick books for kids. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Miller Elf.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I like
now.
All
right.
Jake, it's up to you.
Jacob, older elf. So, Jake, as a fifth grader, what books do you think, if anybody has a fifth grader on their list, what books do you think they might like to get?
Well, most people like things by Jeff Kinney and James Patterson, such as Middle School Series, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, and I, Funny, and some other stuff, too.
Those are all super popular. And there's a brand new Wimpy Kid book out.
Awesome.
Yes, there is.
And I think a new James Patterson book out, right? Those are these books that kind of have text and pictures, and they're super funny. And if you have somebody on the list who doesn't like reading, they're almost guaranteed to like those.
Yeah. What is I, Funny, Jake?
So it's about this kid in a wheelchair who is, like, destined to win this funniest kid in the world contest. And
in the future and...
Yeah, like, and I don't mean to spoil it, but he wins it.
Okay. Oh! But he's destined to win it, so...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be destiny if the whole thing wasn't building up to that moment. Okay.
So those were both books for, like, kind of boy-centric. I'm sure girls read them too, but but what's cool, what I really like about Jake, not just he's my kid, but he's totally cool. He reads books with girl main characters too, and lots of boys too. So you want to talk about a similar book with a girl main character?
Yes, Smile by Raina Telgemeier. That was really good. It's about the author. She knocked out her teeth. Her front teeth, and she went through this crazy journey to get them back.
As a kid.
As a kid, yes.
Awesome. So what was the, like, the teeth got knocked out and then, like, vanished somehow?
No, like, I don't know what happened.
She had to get, like, reconstructive surgery.
Oh, like,
braces,
to get her teeth. Okay, gotcha.
Orthodontist, I don't care, Adonist, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And
so not like going around and trying to find the teeth to have them put back in, but like to get, okay.
It's all about like kind of coming of age and all the stuff
like
involved.
That.
And that's a graphic novel. And she wrote another one that you liked that's also popular, not Smile, but what's the other one?
Sisters. It's kind of like part two.
Okay.
It's kind of hard
really good graphic novel.
It's a good graphic novel.
Is it funny? Is it
funny.
Dramatic?
It's funny, dramatic, all
everything.
In... One big book.
Very cool. And that's for... That sounds like it would be good for, like, all ages, too.
It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very nice.
So, those were both kind of newer books. I also think, and I was going to let you chime in here, Aaron, as well, another great gift idea for kids on your list is a classic. Like, a book that you loved as a kid. And Jake reads some... Some classics.
Yeah, like mostly in like my school, my fifth grade reading groups and stuff, things like Tuck Everlasting, Shiloh, Maniac McGee, and those kind of things.
Okay,
so.
I remember Tuck Everlasting. I have a difficult time like getting a sense of like how old a certain book is geared towards, but a couple of them jump out for me. We've talked about the Phantom Tollbooth, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How, well, like, what's the age range for Phantom Tollbooth? I think of that as maybe like...
I think that... What do you think? That's like... I mean,
I've never
on the
read
reader.
It.
I think depending on the reader, it could be anywhere from like fourth through seventh grade.
You could be a third or fourth grader and just fall in love with that book, or you could be an eighth or ninth grader, and it holds up as an adult, too.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I will say there's one book that you actually mentioned on the radio one of the first times we talked, and we found it, and he loved it, and that's the Gordon Corman.
Oh, what's that book called? This Can't Be Happening at McDonald Hall?
We.
Yes.
So anytime
because it's Canadian, yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's actually not how I said it.
Okay.
Right. Anytime I think you have a kid on your list and you want to give them a book, a classic.
Is that not a great book though? Have you gotten any more in the series? Because there's like six or seven more in that series.
Really?
If you really like it, yeah.
I haven't read them.
Go Jump in the Pool, Beware the Fish, The War with Mr. Whistle.
Wow.
And another one. I can't remember. Those are the ones I remember. They're really good.
Those sound great.
Oh, and also a lot of Roald Dahl books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yep.
Yes. And those are great to give as sets, too. Like, you could give a kid, like, a whole set of the Narnia books or all of the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory books. So those are great ideas,
including The Great Glass Elevator, which is underrated, I think. The BFG is coming out as a movie, I think, next year.
Really?
So I think so. Like, the trailer's out. So sometime, I think, in the next year, the BFG is coming out as a movie. So that would be a good book to get.
That's cool.
Yeah, kidding.
Well,
read that one
yet. Speaking of movies and going away, swinging way past classics, way back, I'm sure this year any book that's about the new Star Wars movie will be a hit.
Yes.
So. Yeah. So we were also talking on the way over here about you got a cool book last Christmas.
Yes, I did. It's called Wreck This Journal. And if you have a little kid who likes to destroy things, then you should totally get him or her that book, because you can rip out the pages, spit on it, spray paint it, rub your dirty hands on it, etc.
Yep.
Have you seen this book?
Very well. My roommate has that and a couple of other ones and just absolutely loves it. And I'm glad that you mentioned it, because that was about to be your Christmas present from me.
It's super fun.
It's super fun, right?
Like,
yeah.
open this page and throw it down the steps.
Yeah.
You know?
Such a great thing.
That book likes me more than Jake.
That book likes Miller more than
true.
Jake.
Yeah. Huh. I'll bet there are days when a whole lot of things like you more than Jake.
Jake was just saying, bring up the doodle books, Mom.
Okay.
Because we were talking about books like Wreck This Journal and like interactive books like that.
So I think that sometimes kids should not use your brain to like imagine everything in a book and use like a pencil or pen instead. Mm. Or they can use like a drawing book like Monster Doodles, Princess Doodles, Extreme Cool, awesome doodles.
Nice.
There's all kinds of doodle books out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And then another one like that I think we've talked about before, because I have mine from my childhood. There's a Dr. Seuss book called My Book About Me.
Yes.
That you get to fill in the
blanks. I have that.
Yeah. It's super cool.
When did we lose control of this show?
It's utter chaos is going on. So, yeah. So, a couple of things. All of many, many holiday books will be on parade this Saturday.
Very cool.
As the Chapel Hill Public Library, for the first time ever, we think, will be in the holiday parade.
Oh, that's right.
We're close to y'all.
Are we?
We got our, like, lineup, and we're fairly close. So, my kids will also be in the parade.
Very nice.
I'm actually going to be riding in the truck.
I like it.
Yes.
I'm going to be walking along the side of the road.
That's cool.
That's probably true.
I'll be walking.
Okay.
They'll be riding.
I'll be walking, too. I don't even know when I'm supposed to get there yet. I'm going to have to find out a lot of information between now and then. But that's going to be really cool. Have you guys walked in a parade before?
I've stood and gotten candy from people.
Yeah, that's a highlight. But not walked in it?
Have I ever walked in it?
I don't think so. And actually, if we can make it work, we're going to have... So there's going to be library staff walking, adorable children, and my children. I mean, what? I mean, adorable children. I just got the look, Aaron. Adorable children in the back of the truck. And if we can get it working, we're going to have it rigged up, and those adorable children will be reading classic holiday books from the back of the truck.
I like it. Awesome.
So the other thing I will mention is that winter reading starts Monday. If you think summer reading is fun, winter reading is just the thing for you. That starts Monday. That's for all ages as well.
Awesome. All right. So all of that going on this weekend, winter reading program. We got to wrap this up. One more holiday recommendation, Jake. You got the mic?
Definitely like some Christmas books, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Pole Express. Have you ever heard of All of the Other Reindeer?
Yes.
About a dog who
wants to be a reindeer.
Lots of Christmas books like that. because it's holiday season and stuff.
Very cool. And Miller, one more for you?
He doesn't have one more book, but we're going to... We didn't tell you we were going to do this, but he's got a special shout-out to say to two people.
Okay. Hi, Grady and Paul.
Hello. Hi.
That's Grady and Paul listening in
Hello,
Virginia.
Hello, Grady and Paul. All right, awesome. That was your book recommendations, all of them for this week. Check out the Chapel Hill Carborough Holiday Parade. Check out the Chapel Hill Public Library. We're going to de-chaos the studio here in just a second. Susan Brown, Jake Miller, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.